In the darkness of the night, temperatures drop as your fear rises. The sounds of the unknown only grow louder and closer, and you feel your demise is at hand. You stop and turn and see the harmless dancing shadows in your wake. You let out a shaky breath, almost a laugh. It must have been your imagination. Suddenly you feel a cold wind whip around you, and the shadows whisper, "Phantasmagoria."
Welcome to Phantasmagoria. I, Sam, have returned.
He's back.
Cue Sam's theme song.
Kevin, can you actually make a little ditty? Do you think you can crank something like that out?
It was the first thing that came out of my mouth.
Which, I mean, if you think about it, that would be his theme song. Whatever is the first thing.
Yeah.
Kevin, give me your theme song.
Not quick enough. Houston, give yours.
Ba-na-ba-ba-bow! Houston!
That was too
McDonald's. That's my theme
song. That was McDonald's. Ba-na-ba-ba-ba!
No! Yeah. That's Houston. Worse.
He knew it, too.
I realized. Like,
if I change the last note, one will notice.
Can I confess something dark to you, my two friends? I didn't know it. I guess if you dig down to the very top level, the crust of my subconscious is just the McDonald's.
He must be like the Hamburglar or something. It's the only song he knows. So it makes sense that his song.
Is that true?
The thin layer of my subconscious.
Are these true facts with Sam Woodside?
McDonald's on repeat. I don't like that. Sam, we have to apologize to you and to our listeners, actually, before we go any further. Kevin and I did a dark thing in our last episode.
It was wrong.
I have not listened to the episode. This is new to me.
We talked a little bit about David Attenborough.
Sir David Attenborough.
He knows.
No.
Sam knows who he is.
Sam, why couldn't you have been here last week?
We made the mistake that Sir David Attenborough was, in fact, the man in Jurassic Park.
He wasn't the narrator you all know him to be, but the man in Jurassic Park who brought the dinosaurs back from the
dead. Not the world-famous narrator for the critically acclaimed Planet Earth movies.
And we probably talked about Jurassic Park and David Attenborough 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah. Wow, you guys really just let that one run, huh?
Yeah. It just kind of sounded right in my head. I got to really take
Park,
the bullet on this one.
David Attenborough, you know what? Let's just take this one. Let's take this one to
you
the
You want
to
know something
horizon.
Wild, though? So we actually had an awesome listener. We had Corey message us and say, hey, just so you're aware.
First off,
you are very dumb.
First things first, I realize that Sam's not there to bring
level the playing
field,
bring the balance.
I thought this episode was extra stupid.
Fast forward.
Second off, you're dead wrong.
But then we learned that David Attenborough's brother is Richard Attenborough, who is in fact the man who brought the dinosaurs back.
No way.
How is that for the craziest coincidence you've ever heard in your entire life?
It's not all bad.
That's bad. You guys are still idiots. Just because you got lucky.
Who doesn't get Richard and David mixed up?
Just because you got lucky doesn't mean you're not an idiot.
Richard and David, they've been dealing with that their whole lives.
Just unbelievable. Unbelievable coincidence.
Raven and Ditchard or whatever.
School role. David. Oh, he's like, I'm Richard. And he's like, oh, you look like your brother.
See, I never got that because my brothers are older enough that I never...
Dude.
Oh, did I?
You know what, though?
I'm
now
sure
that
you
I think
did.
About
you had
it,
like four of them before you. You didn't, but basically.
We don't have to spend a whole lot of time on this, but if David Attenborough had been the guy, because they do look similar.
Back to David Attenborough?
Well, I'm just saying, if he was the Jurassic Park guy, if he was the one who brought the dinosaurs back, what a cool roundabout way for, like, back in the 90s or whatever, whenever that movie came out, for him to like be this like rich, deep voice who like was like, I'm in charge of this big nature park, and then for him to voice like be the voice for nature documentaries later,
if that,
that
happened,
would be, that would have been really
if
cool.
That had happened, that would
I would
be,
have needed
that hypothetical scenario, yeah, might be kind of cool.
Well, it's only hypothetical, and I can play
but
with it because they're so close to like that being reality because they're brothers. You know what I mean?
I'll let
dude,
you.
Dude, Richard had to work. Richard became an actor. He got his bills paid. David just had the voice. David just talked.
I feel like you're kind of trying to run away from your shame here.
No,
shame. You're just letting your mouth go.
No,
you're just kind of letting that road take it where...
I will accept all the blame. It was me. I did
it. You know, I do understand that I made a goof, but I think it's just crazy how David and...
Sam,
they were named David
there,
and Richard. Just good names.
Is that good? What? Is that enough opening?
Yeah. Sorry, everyone. We're dumb.
I didn't want this to get too funny, so I thought. Or do we? Should I still share the story we were talking about, or no?
What else?
His story that he told you just barely, but the one that I didn't hear.
Half of it. And I said, "This is funny."
Let's hear it.
Okay.
I'm laughing out loud at this right now.
This maybe isn't our most elegant long opening. All right. So I was door dashing not a few hours before this podcast. And I got an order for just some restaurant. I didn't look at what it was, but when I hit navigate, I just saw that it was a good payout.
Who does that?
Well, I saw that the map said it wasn't very far away, the restaurant or the drop-off spot, and it was a high payout, so I was like, whatever, I don't care.
Shady Joe's Hot Dogs
was about
the
bills.
You don't want to go to Shady Joe's. You don't want his hot dogs.
About those bucks.
So anyway, it tells me, go to Chipotle. Like, that's what it just says on the map. So I go to Chipotle, and I walk in, look for the order. It's not there. I go up to the Chipotle workers. I'm like, hey, do you have X person's order? And they're like, no, we don't have that. So I check the app one more time, and it's telling me to go across the street to a sushi place. So I'm like, okay, just like a 2-minute walk. So I jump out. I'm walking across the street.
Did it at, wait?
It's across the parking lot.
Across the parking lot.
It told you to go to Chipotle?
Yeah, the app told me to go to Chipotle.
Like, it Chipotle
wasn't like,
is the restaurant.
Yes, yes. And then I got there, and it's like, nope, never mind. So
DoorDash really got you, huh?
Yeah, they pulled a fast one. Oh, it doesn't end there. It does not end there. So I'm walking across this parking lot,
this guy passes me. This is the part after which I stopped him.
I'm walking across the parking lot, and this guy passes me, and he's talking on the phone, and I'm not listening in, but he's close enough that he walks up to his car and like grabs the door to get in. He opens the door and the lady inside screams and he's like, whoa! And he slams the door shut. He just stands there on the phone and then turns around and he goes, I just opened the wrong car to just whoever was
and
on the phone.
You just witnessed
this. I just watched it happen. I just smiled to myself and kept going. Didn't laugh out loud or anything. So I...
The story continues.
So I walk into the restaurant.
I have always feared this.
Okay.
I have also always wondered what it would be like to be in the car when somebody opens the door and you're like, I don't know you, and you're opening
and
my
you're
car door.
Opening my car door.
Which you got, I gotta admit, like I've grabbed the wrong car door before. That has happened to me more than once. So it's like the fact that there hasn't been a person there is just dumb luck for me at this point. Like, it's just a matter of time.
I do have a little story that goes similar to that, but go.
So I walk into the restaurant, and it's like this minimalistic, brand new sushi place here in town. And I poke my head in there, and I don't see, like, any workers immediately, just a line. Like a spaced out COVID line. And I walk, so I just walk to the closest employee I see behind this counter. And I'm like, hey, I've got this DoorDash for so-and-so. And he's like, oh, I don't handle that. You got to talk to a waitress. And I was like, oh, okay. So I'm looking around and I walked right past the desk. So I go over, talk to the waitress. I'm like, hey, I have DoorDash for so-and-so. And she's like, let me get my manager. And she like gives me this weird look. And I was like, okay. And so she grabs another waitress and that waitress comes over. She's like, what's going on? And I was like, I have a DoorDash for so-and-so. And like mid-sentence, she's like, we don't do DoorDash, and storms off. And I'm just standing there with all, like, and this is in front of the whole line. Everyone saw. I'm embarrassed. I've been made a fool.
Houston was like, hey, you get back here.
Well, no, so she
you
she
do
just,
do DoorDash.
So I, but that's the thing, right? DoorDash doesn't let you order from places unless they've made a deal with that establishment. That's how,
of course.
That's not true.
That's not true?
That's not true.
What?
I work at a pizza place. We didn't have delivery for a long time. And we, like, once your business is established, they just, they know, they get a hold of your menu and they just dash.
What? Yeah. They can do that?
Them and Postmates. Yeah. They don't have to have any kind of a contract.
I thought
there
was deals.
And so we would have people show up and be like, we're here for your for Postmates order. And it's like, okay. We don't,
yeah.
We don't get, like, we have no association. Or they'd be like, something about the Postmates order, and it's like, we have no association with Postmates. They just do their own independent thing. They buy our pizza and we sell it to them.
Interesting.
And
okay.
So they have to, like, come in and pay for it, and so usually they just order the pizza there. Make it and give it to them.
Okay. Well, either way, I've been doing DoorDash on and off for like 3 or 4 years now.
The reason this never happened is because it's business. They're going to come in and order food and take it and deliver it to someone, who cares, because they're buying your food?
Yeah.
When you have a business and you're selling food, you're selling them food. Who cares?
Yeah.
Let me tell you who cares. This lady.
She did. Like, she cared a lot.
I'll bet her boss doesn't want it happening, and so she's had to deal with the brunt of that. Which would be so frustrating.
Well, can I get sushi to go? And she's like, I know what you're doing. No.
Sure, what can I get you?
So I'm,
she's like, we don't do DoorDash now, leave.
So I'm just standing there with my phone, and she's walking away, and I just kind of say to no one, I guess I'll just delete the order. And she's just walking away. And this dude around my age next to me just dies. Because I said that just to the ether. I just put that out there. So I turn around just looking lost. Like, I don't know what to do now. I've never had this happen. And my social anxiety, because everyone was, like I said, everyone saw. She made a scene. I didn't make a scene. She made a scene. And so this dude just starts dying laughing. And I'm like, so I just started laughing too. And I walked out.
But she promptly ended the scene in which she made.
Yeah, she did.
No. She did not end the scene. She left him in the scene.
That's what I mean. Yeah. She left the scene.
She might as well have turned to the line and said, ladies and gentlemen, this boy will be performing for you while you wait for your food. And I had nothing for
that.
So I left. I called her. I said, they told me no. She's like, what do you mean they told you no? Like, I told them you ordered food. And they said, we're not going to make it. And I don't know what to do now. And she's like, I guess I'll call DoorDash. I'm like, that might be your best bet. And then that was the end of the phone call.
That
was my story.
That is crazy. I don't know how...
That all happened within the span of like a minute and a half.
Sam, would you like to share your story at this time?
Oh, I don't think I've shared this story. If I have, it was a long time ago. But there was one time
all of our fans back then are gone.
Are gone.
So it's fine.
We've got like a 3-episode retention. This is a whole new batch, baby.
I went on a date with a girl once. We went to see...
This is fiction.
Spider-Man?
Which one?
I think it was...
we might have double dated. No, I was with Ben.
It was Homecoming.
That would be super fiction.
Hey, shut up.
I think it was Homecoming. Anyway, we went and watched that, and then afterwards it was like 11:30, maybe midnight, dark out.
So Dad was waiting at home.
Yeah.
Gun on porch.
Yep.
Right.
But we both drove separately.
I don't know. You've done that like 3 times throughout this podcast. Like, it's a recurring joke, and I don't know what it is. I don't know why you do that.
It's funny.
Right.
The first time I heard you do that, I was like, is he mocking? Did I do that? Is he mocking me? Is he mocking Sam? I don't remember Sam doing that. It sounds like you're making fun. I feel hurt every time you do it. I'm sorry, Sam. Please continue with your story.
He's so offended.
I'm hurt.
All you did is go,
I guess that's
right.
No, I mean, continue, but just know that I'm like kind of like fetaling, like, stop.
So she parked on one side of the parking lot. I parked on like further out. It was pretty busy when I first got there, and so I kind of parked further out in the middle of the parking lot.
You didn't drive together?
No.
That's a bad sign.
We were just kind of friends, kind of a date. Kind of
Sam
a weird situation.
Didn't know what was going on.
I didn't know what was going on. Anyway, like all the cars were gone. It was like my car and another car out in the middle of the parking lot. Then she parked on the other side, so she went that way. I went to my car. And I'm walking up to my car. There's somebody like maybe 40 feet in front of me, like a kid. Like he had to be like maybe 20. And like I'm walking up. He walks up to my car, tries to open the door. And I was like, you know, like crazy. That guy's trying to open my door. I don't know if he's trying to break in or if he thinks that's his car or what. And then he just kept trying to get into my car. And I was like, that guy's trying to break into my car right in front of me.
What?
And so I just like kept walking and I just kind of watched him for a second. And then
you should have like handed him the key, like, here, try this. And he'd be like, hey, thanks. And he'd start doing it and be like, wait a minute.
That's some Cartoon Network
stuff. Yeah.
But then I was just like, hey, dude, that's my car. And he was like, whoa. And he was like, oh, wrong car. And then he just like walked over to the other car.
And did he start trying to break into that one?
And then got in. And I was like,
Maybe he really...
There's no way. Did this other car look anything like your car?
It was also a sedan that was silver, but they were not... Like, they were about as different as you could imagine two cars. There's no way you could... Unless you were delusional.
Did you call the cops?
I don't think there's any way. No.
No? That was probably... That might have been someone's car. You might have driven away as he's hot-wiring some poor soul's car.
Committing Grand Theft Auto.
Someone's listening to this like, I had a sedan that got stolen. I live in Southern Utah.
It wasn't Southern Utah.
Oh, it wasn't. Okay.
It was in Oregon.
Ha. Well, at least. Well, now you've geographically mapped the crime.
Correct.
And now you are held accountable by everyone who's lost a sedan in Oregon.
Silver.
A silver sedan.
Well, that was.
But it really got my heart rate going. I was like,
I'm watching crime.
This man could be armed.
You know what? He's literally trying to
break into my car right now.
What if I wouldn't have thought about him being armed either, but what if he was? You might have had a situation on your
hands.
A
little altercation.
People don't just shoot.
Yeah, well.
Yeah, that's true. Well, unless they're scary. Unhinged or wild.
Unless they're unhinged and trying to break into your car.
Wild men. Can we start the podcast? Oh, by the way, I would like to inform both of you right now. We're each sharing two things, per usual. I don't care how over we go. This is Sam's reunion episode.
Yeah, we're just having a good time here.
Just catching up.
15 minutes, so thanks for joining us. This story is called A Strange Man Broke My Childhood Addiction? Any comments?
No,
I like to hear you've put me on the edge.
You've put me on the edge. I want the juice.
I feel like thus far, I have everything that I need.
We have to hurry. We've spent so much time.
I like comments.
Can I?
Oh, I'm sorry. Please continue.
Podcast?
Yeah, no. Please.
That'd be great. Up to this point, I feel like I am satisfied. But
he's done. He's finished.
Shut up. I would like more. I would like to hear the story, but up to this point, I feel that the title has served its purpose.
Okay.
You don't.
So he's satisfied with the title.
You don't finish your meal and you're like, "Well, I'm satisfied. More, please." That's not what you say. That's not how words work.
No. You get your drinks. You take a drink and you're like, "Now I will wait for my food."
Okay.
What he meant to say was, so far, so good.
Please read the rest of the story. Please. Please.
All right.
Will you read the title?
Phantasmagoria. Here we go.
Will you read the title again?
When I was young, I was obsessively attached to my milk bottle. My mom just couldn't get me to stop using it. I would have huge meltdowns if it wasn't right next to me at all times. I used it until I was around 6. One day, I was in Toys R Us with my mom, and she was at the other end.
Old
she
Jerry
was at
the giraffe other end. Sticking
what's,
out of his
what's
grave.
What's Toys R Us? Boom.
You, everyone's still, it was like a year ago.
Yeah, but give it 5 years and people will be like,
we still remember Blockbuster Video, and that was like 1,000 years ago. It's a relic of the past.
One day I was in Toys R Us with my mom, and she was at the other end of the store, and I excitedly ran off to the section with the plastic playhouses. I vividly remember walking inside one, and in the dark corner, a man was sitting on a little seat, it seemed. He spoke to me and told me to sit down.
Sit down.
Have a seat. I warmed it up for you.
Me and the giraffe have a special seat just for you, little Timmy.
This man had an exceptionally long neck.
No, you know that the giraffe was the mascot, right?
Yeah.
Okay, just making sure.
Yes. And then for like 10 minutes, it was basically like an intervention about my bottle addiction.
Whoa.
So tell me about...
He's like, so you're addicted to the bottle too, I see. He logically convinced me I was too old for it now, and he asked me to leave it behind, and it would be safe with him.
You know what?
This is not
outlandish. There's a bunch of old geezers around town who have like seen me on my phone and been like, it's just such a shame that you're glued to that thing. And
Houston,
it's like
around town and sitting in the dark corner of a playhouse and Toys R Us.
The playhouse is rough.
So
it depends.
But, so different.
But I'm saying I could see an old man being like, let me impart some unwanted wisdom on this 3-year old.
Sam's saying something dumb. I would like to hear it a little louder for the people in the back.
It depends on the town.
No.
All right.
What town do you walk in expecting?
The people you see around town that are hustling you and bustling you for your addictions.
He's got a point.
It just so happened to be in Plastic
Wherever.
Toontown here.
Nope.
Okay.
Incorrect. You had me and you lost me. I thought you were going in a logical direction.
How far back would I have to go in order to get you back?
I thought you were talking about the town as in
the
city, as in like maybe it's a place that's a little more old fashioned where the old geezers can feel comfortable going up to. Yeah.
That's where I was going.
Yeah.
Okay. That's, yeah. Okay. Let's see.
I feel like they've
known
the place.
I did. I left it with him, and I never had another bottle again. I also now
have
an odd...
Yeah, because you lost your bottle. You went back to your mom, and she was like, where's your bottle? And you said, I gave it to a man. And she said, well, that's it. That's the fifth one. You're done with bottles. I'm not going to keep buying you bottles if you're just handing them to strange men.
It's the fifth strange man this month.
And why are these old men so handy with these bottles?
It took the son doing this 5 times before the mom was like, why are so many old men after baby bottles?
I'll buy it for a high price. I never had another bottle again. I also have an odd aversion to milk. Just an hour earlier, if you tried to take that bottle from me, I would have screamed and had a panic attack. But somehow this stranger convinced me to give it up in minutes? ?
See, I think when you enter a realm such as the one, such as the one that you have found yourself in.
When you're on a real level playing field and everyone's the same. Because in Toys R Us, we're all kids, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that... Wait, where's... That's Chuck E. Cheese's.
Right.
right. It's funny, Houston.
I don't know why I feel like it's directed
at
me.
Put it on
me.
A soundboard.
I feel like it's accusatory at me.
Let me say my part. You find yourself in Toys R Us in this realm of
childlike wonder.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like time is almost an illusion. Or it could be.
You think
that 15 minutes goes by, but maybe it was long enough for you to go through the withdrawals of losing your bottle. For your literal mind, maybe 15 minutes. Maybe. 5?
Are you suggesting that this person left an old man from Toys R Us?
No. I'm suggesting that he took one step into that plastic orifice.
Nope. Incorrect word. Try again.
What's the word?
Talking about the thing from Doctor Who? The TARDIS? Isn't that what it's called?
Something like that. TARDIS.
Taurus? Toro? No.
Toro!
the Muslim Bible? Isn't
My
that
mom's going to kill me because I don't know this.
What are you doing? What are you...
Sam, you're right. Have a point to make.
Orifice is the wrong word.
Yeah, it's a bad word. You used a incorrect word. And our listeners had to sit through that. Well, you said that with a straight face.
It's just a pipe.
It's not.
It is.
It's not justified.
It is, as far as you're concerned. It's a place.
A plastic word.
No, I'm thinking of a specific word. I can't.
How much
think
time
of a word.
Do you want for this?
Okay, it's done. I'm not finishing my thought.
His time expired. Oh, Houston, would you like to?
Maybe that's why they got shut down. So many people looking.
What? What?
The plastic orifice section of Toys R Us. Oh my god. Couldn't have picked a worse part. It's as bad as it could
have. Sam, are you okay?
It's unbelievable. I can't believe what I'm.
There are other meetings, Houston.
Houston will always take the worst, I promise.
The irony is just really dawning on me, too, of the name of the store. And I just...
Justin, okay, the story isn't over.
Oh my gosh.
But you know what? It freaking is. We have to just... I have to pass the buck. Somebody else, gosh. Share your story. The story is over. The kid freaking... We know what happened in this story. It's done. Kid gave a bottle to a weird dude.
I just can't believe he did that. I can't believe there was a million. There's a million words in the universe. He had a whole dictionary to pick from, and he chose that one.
That is a rather.
I don't think I've cried this hard on this podcast.
A rather unused word.
I will think of the word, and I will present it next week.
Oh my god!
In a PowerPoint.
My abs hurt so bad.
A Venn diagram.
That was the hardest.
Orifice.
That was
and
just
the other word.
That irony almost seems planned. That is unbelievable. Oh, I'm moving on. We're done. We peaked at that bit. Like,
yep,
I'm moving on to the next story.
I wasn't about to continue after that.
Oh my gosh. It's all downhill from there. all right, we got a story from Faith.
Is this my best friend, Faith? Or
it's a different Faith. Lots of Faiths out there. But this is a different Faith. Unless I, well,
I'm
I don't
sorry,
know last
I just,
names, but.
I just looked up the definition.
It's not all bad.
I get to share in the laughs for a minute. That's
you,
good.
You get,
that is
yeah,
rich.
Yeah, you get it?
That is rich.
Wow. About 2 years, this one happened 2 years ago. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm starting in the wrong spot. Sam is still dying. Take a deep, buddy. Do you need a deep breath? Do we need a pause?
You just have to go.
I can't.
You have to go.
Oh, wow.
Can I just read the definition?
Please read the definition. If you can.
Orifice. An opening as of pipe or tube, or one in the body, such as a nostril or the anus. There you go.
Right. In your, a plastic orifice.
Various
right in your local,
meanings, but we all know.
Right in your local Toys R Us. Aisle 15. Plastic orifices. Good hell. Oh my gosh. I have another story for you about my aunt's incredibly haunted house. This one happened 2 years ago and still gives her the creeps. About 2 years after, she was reading on the couch late one night when she felt something staring at her. She rolled over and there stood this demonic creature. It had ram's horns that curled under and fur down the waist down. Its hands had claws that were clenched. It had hooves for feet. It was red in color. It stood over 6 feet tall. The guy from the Porky Pig.
Me.
No,
what? Who?
The Porky Pig cartoons. He shows up.
This okay.
Just a real Looney Tunes devil situation we got going on here.
Does the Looney Tunes have a devil?
All old cartoons had the devil.
Okay.
There's a thing with
I guess
Tom and
we'll
Jerry.
Roll with that.
That famous, not famous, famous, but there's a clip like from an old episode where Tom dreams he's in hell and he's in a pot and the devil, who looks just like this guy, is like pitchforking him back into a cauldron.
Oh yeah, I think I do know that.
Yeah, old cartoons did not care.
Yeah.
At all.
Sad. I wish they still didn't.
It had hooves for feet. It was red in color. It stood over 6 feet tall. It stared at her while swaying back and forth. She told us that there was evil and hatred coming off of it. And it said to her, "I'm in charge here now." Then it suddenly disappeared. The next day, she said alarms in the house would go off by themselves, and shadows moved around everywhere telling her to get out. My question for you is, do demons normally switch clients and introduce themselves like this?
Clients?
Or is my aunt especially haunted? Also, if he's still in charge...
Oh, she's especially haunted.
If he's still in charge, isn't there a law about him having to do necessary home repairs? I really like this question. Who cares? The demon's there. Great. It's over. Done. We know that. Fact.
Yes.
Is he in charge? He's very much making a statement like, I'm in charge. Is that not just a landlord?
Does he have a legal claim to do as he do?
If he is a resident and he is damaging things, either he is in charge of repairs or he needs to report to the landlord. There is an argument
to be
made.
What exactly is he in charge of?
There is an argument to be made that
his own destiny, Kevin.
If this house is paid off and he has shown up saying, I'm in charge, this is my house now.
Is that what he said? Because no, it isn't what he said.
I think the first thing you do is, where did
I'm
you
find... I'm trying to do a bit.
Where did you find this?
It was sent to us by Faith.
The first thing you do, Faith, wow.
Hire a lawyer.
Hire a lawyer. That's actually the first thing I was going to say.
You'll find plenty of them where he's from. Plus, am I right?
Oh, whoa, topical
lawyer
humor.
Joke.
I was going to say, devils are notorious. In fact, I would say known for their contracts. That's what they like to do.
They do like to make deals.
Stacks of parchment, ready to be signed at their whim. So I would think a lawyer would be a good first step. I would think that might be a step in the right direction.
There will be a lot of paperwork involved in whatever
this is. You may just
be
playing into his hand, though, because that's going to be the language he speaks, is contract.
Unless you get a really good lawyer.
Contracts and lying, manipulation.
Well, that's more, I would say that's more corporate.
Is that the
devil isn't in a lawyer position. He's in the corporate position. He's the landlord. He's the one in charge. I'm signing you for this.
Right.
So you need to hire a lawyer to make sure your interests
are in check.
All jokes aside,
is that why the devil likes to make so many deals? Is because he has all of the lawyers? He will never lose a lawsuit ever.
I think he just knows. Because
that's the funny. That's the joke. Oh, lawyers. Yep.
Kevin's really just pushing this lawyer devil.
I don't think that's where the lawyer joke
came from. I didn't just make that up, all right?
It's
a thing.
People make the lawyer joke because some lawyers don't care who their clients are. They're like, oh, you murdered a bunch of people and there's clear evidence?
Whoa,
I'm going to make sure you're not in jail for money.
Whoa! I know why the jokes exist. I wasn't going to just go into detail like that, but I'm just saying that... Here's the devil now making deals with everyone. And this is the number one reason in my mind why he does this.
Okay.
So hiring a lawyer may not be the best idea.
Because it's the devil's right-hand man.
Because you will never win a battle of law.
You're going to want a lawyer off the streets. A real free thinker kind of lawyer.
That's good.
Yeah. Someone who doesn't go by the book.
What? I'm thinking somebody who's...
Hire me as your lawyer.
Who is free of the worldly... bindings.
Is it illegal
Somebody
for me to say
spiritually awakened?
Is it illegal for me to say hire me, Houston Tanner, unofficial lawyer? Is that illegal for me to broadcast? Because if not, I'm doing that right now. If you have a deal with the devil, I will be your lawyer.
Let me just come in. I've known Houston a long time. You're gonna lose this lawsuit.
Rude.
I am still hung up on the devil saying that
we're tangenting here.
He's in charge, and all he's doing is setting off alarms.
Would there be a law?
He's in charge of the alarm system.
You have to assert yourself.
He's in charge of the alarm system and the shadows.
Well, right. Those are just the things he's manipulating. But he's messing with the house.
He's doing what he can to assert.
Oh, is he?
Say hey.
Faith doesn't care.
I'm in charge here.
About deals.
I'm not going to hurt you yet. Maybe it'll get to that. But first thing I'm going to do, maybe I'll set some alarms off. We'll see if that gets you.
Satan, you can go ahead and skip phase one because I... No. alarms.
He's so like, he's no. Not,
when you set an alarm so off in my household, I will turn that alarm off.
So he's not afraid of alarms. We'll get those shadows on him.
So I don't think Faith cares.
So what point, at what phase does he actually convince me that is indeed in charge around here?
We'll see.
It sounds like Faith has had a long, good talk with her grandmother because they don't care.
I thought
care.
It was her aunt.
It may have been an aunt. I may have misspoke.
I got you, Faith.
It doesn't matter. It sounds like they've had a good long chat, and it sounds, given Faith's line of questioning, they don't care that the demon's there. It's fine. It's whatever. They're not asking how to get rid of it. They're not asking what to do. They're saying, is he responsible?
Huh, and why do you think that is?
Is he responsible for the damage he's doing to the house?
Is he responsible? What?
So they're like,
that's what they're asking. Is he responsible for repairs? If he's damaging the house,
if I
stand by my first initial statement, you don't want to get into a battle of law with
the devil.
People down there, downstairs, you'll lose.
I think
so.
That you,
sorry.
It depends. It depends on the law that the law of the land. Okay. What land?
I'm assuming United States of America.
I wouldn't
Sam.
Even risk it. You just will lose.
Unless he only reports to the law of hell.
If you're thinking,
he's in our country.
If you're thinking,
he's on American soil.
As long as
hell may exist everywhere, Houston.
As this guy is living in our house, go ahead and live in our house. As long as if you break it, you buy it. Just don't do that. You don't want to do that. He won't riot. He won't pay for anything. He won't take any responsibility. And you can't do anything about it because you don't have a good enough lawyer.
I gotta be honest. I gotta be real. That I think that holds up. That line that we just went down. If you're in another country, you have to abide by that country's laws. That's how it works.
Yeah, but
if you go to Great Britain, just get to drive on the right side of the road because that's what you do in your country. If he's here, he needs to abide by our laws.
Houston, if you don't know by now that the party with the best lawyer wins the game.
You can sue Satan if you can prove his existence. You could legally sue him if you had proof that he did something to you.
Who is going to see? Here's the thing,
Sam. Okay, go ahead.
You have to be able to enforce.
Mm-hmm.
So you sue him.
He's sued.
Great. He's just gonna moon you as you walk up to the house.
Well, do you think?
And then you're gonna try and grab him. He's gonna burn the heck out of your hands and burn your whole house down.
Do you think? Well, that's against the law.
Yeah. Okay. Put him in cuffs. You can't.
Do you think if Satan saw
so much more goes into law than that?
Do
though?
You think if the devil saw he's haunting
no,
you?
Kevin,
you're being haunted.
Let him do it. He's sued. We got it, boys.
Okay.
We got him.
You're
now what?
You're being haunted by a devil. You hire a priest to come get rid of the devil to do an exorcism, and as the priest is walking up the steps, he's like, excuse me, I thought I was in the great United States of America. I have a right to move freely. I am here. I want to see my lawyer, and maybe he takes you to court.
Oof.
You need to get a lawyer before you hire an exorcist, is my bottom line.
He'll lose, is my bottom line.
You don't know.
Your lawyer will lose?
Yeah, lawyer. Fact. Sam, you got a story for us?
Because it's
about that time.
I doodly do. This comes to us from Bardley.
Bardley.
I think you all know Bardley.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When I was 6 years old, my older brother and I shared a room and a queen-sized bed. One night, I was waiting to fall asleep. I heard a deep thump coming from down the hall and up the stairs. The thump continued until I realized they were footsteps from something big. As a kid, I left my door open and the hall light on at night because, you know, dark as sketch.
It's scary, yeah.
No,
we all get it.
Not me.
Dark equals scary.
Says the kid that likes light in his room when he sleeps.
Ooh. Okay, hold on. It is easier to sleep to a dull glowing light than pitch black. I lived in New York for like a year.
He lived in New York.
Yeah, I lived there, and when I came home, I came home and turned off all the lights and thought, this is uncomfortable. I would like some light. Sue me. Get the devil on it. F you, man. Doxing me in the middle of the episode. What's a weird thing Sam does? All right, come on, Kevin.
I just started staring down to the corner. I just started staring down to the corner where the stairs were waiting. Where the stairs were waiting for whatever this thing was to round that corner, and it did. It was giant. Took up the space of the entire hallway. Suddenly he started saying, "Fee, fi, fo, fum. I smell the blood of a human."
Oh, I know this story.
I quickly turned to my brother and started freaking out, telling him to look, but he was totally zonked. I quickly just pretended I was asleep.
No way!
I turned away from the door and just sat there in a panic, hoping he would just leave us alone. He came over to my brother's side of the bed. He was so big and terrifying, I could feel it without even looking at him. And then my worst nightmare. I had to sneeze.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, don't you just hate it when that happens? The freaking B5-Fo giant.
No, not now. No.
I sneezed and that focused his attention on me. He grabbed me and put me in a sack, and the next thing I knew, I was in his castle.
Can you imagine? He comes into the room, and completely forgets why he's in there. I swear there was something in here that I needed. And then he sneezes and he's like, that was it.
Got him.
Oh, yeah. I was here for the kid. Thanks for sneezing. I totally would have forgot that you were here.
I will say it does get better. He grabbed me and put me in a sack. And the next thing I knew, I was in his castle. And he made me fight a rhinoceros in order to go back home. I won, obviously. Next thing I knew, it was morning, and I ran upstairs to tell my family what happened to me last night. They all laughed at me and told me it was just a dream.
Kevin called me a dumb idiot. It hurt me badly. I cried to sleep that night.
Obviously, I now know that this was a dream, but this dream was to this day the most vivid dream I have ever had. It almost felt more than real, if that makes any sense. Anyway, I wanted to hear what you guys thought. Could weird, vivid dreams like this be explanations for paranormal experiences people have had?
I gotta say real quick, because Bard specifically asked that Sam read this story. Given the nature of it and how we've all known each other for like years and years and years and years, I mean, I've never heard this story at all.
Really?
I've never heard Bard tell this story. I was almost positive that was going to be Sam in that story, who was coming to hang out with you, Kevin, and was yelling fee, fi, fo, fum in a deep voice.
Let me tell you about this. Okay, let me add a little extra detail. Spoiler alert.
I was waiting for Sam
Kevin Siraj, I was the older brother in this story.
Yeah.
I was the one that shared the queen-size bed with Bardley, and I was the one who he claims to have tried to awaken so that I I could also be aware of the fee-fi-fo giant standing in our room. Okay?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He came up the stairs, and as he said, he told the whole family that he did indeed get kidnapped by the fee-fi-fo giant, taken to his castle, and had to, he says, fight a rhinoceros. It was a chariot battle. Like, he was put into a Roman Colosseum, slapped onto a chariot.
Good word.
And pulled by a rhinoceros against another rhinoceros chariot.
There is a long
history. If I remember correctly, I could be wrong.
Of
for years, Houston.
I know.
For years?
I believe it.
He claimed that happened.
I feel like there is a few. I can't name any off the top of my head, but I know that there is a history of Bard saying, this thing is fact, and believing that for years and years and years.
See, of course, these years, these years are like from the ages of 6 to 8, but
Right.
Still.
But saying they're true into ages 13 to 15.
See, I think that the interesting
kidding,
thing,
Bartley, love ya.
The interesting thing here.
I got to face someone after this podcast.
Is that when crazy things happen to people, they, as time goes by, they second guess and they're like, did that really happen?
Absolutely.
There are dreams, like realistic fiction dreams, if you will, that I look back to this day. I have no idea whether I just dreamed that or it actually happened in my life.
I
can't think of them, but like I think of something that happened at like my house or something, and I'm like, I wonder if that was something, like I can't verify that actually happened.
I don't have distant memories of those kinds of things, but immediate, like waking up, like there are times where I wake up and I'm like, I have to text so-and-so and apologize, or I have to, or tell them X thing because X thing happened, when in reality nothing happened. And it takes me like an hour to like kind of sort through stuff and be like, okay, I don't have to call this person and take back my declaration of love. I don't need to apologize.
That's true. I did have that happen one time to me. I remember it.
Like that, just those types of things.
Dreaming
like,
about having a text conversation with someone, I wake up and I'm like, oh my God.
I have legit woken up and texted
what
someone, hey, I'm really sorry.
And then I look at my phone and it never happened. I'm like,
yeah.
Yes.
I have legit texted someone and said, hey, I'm really sorry about that conversation we had. I don't know why I got so riled up. And they're like, what are you talking about? That's a real thing that has happened to me.
No way.
Yeah.
And
no,
Houston's
for real.
Like, who? Sweating. Just kidding.
You don't want to say?
Yeah, I don't want to say.
Houston's like, yeah, just kidding. Wrong number. Whoops. And she's like, no, now I really want to know. What was this conversation?
Well, no, at that point, I can be like, well, it was a dream, and this was the conversation. It could be anything. I don't care. That's fine, but yeah. Still.
Also, to his credit, to Bardley's credit, dreams where you literally wake up in your bed that you went to sleep in,
yes.
those are tough.
Yes.
Those are tough to differentiate, especially at that age. Like
any age, I still get those.
Like where you dream, like where you dream that you're in your bed and then you wake up
in
your
dream. You wake up in the bed that you fell asleep in.
Yes, those are,
and you're like, oh,
those are literally like 95% of my dreams.
I have never had that happen.
That's literally.
Oh, it's gonna. It'll
never.
It's very rare that that is not my dream.
It'll happen.
I almost am always in my bed at some point in my dream,
and it's gonna bite you in the bum.
It sucks.
Never.
It sucks.
You're almost always in your bed in your dream?
Almost every single... There were times when I was in New York. There was one time I was at this apartment with some buddies, and I was there, like, alone. Like, not alone, I shouldn't say, but, like, I was in a new bed. I don't know why I said alone. I was just in a new bed. I'd never slept there. But it was a bottom bunk, and I know I've shared this on the story, but I had a dream that I woke up in that bottom bunk bed, could see the room perfectly, and a spider, a massive spider.
Oh yeah, we've heard this.
Ripped
one.
Through the top bunk and was coming at me. And I got up, I woke up and sprinted out of the room. Gone. I was like 20.
Houston just feels lonely in the bottom bunk.
Just wanted
That's
someone
why
to
he
hang out.
He said alone.
Do you have a story for me, Kezatron? Old
yeah,
Kezel
this
Crunch?
Is, the story is titled Strange Twin Flame Love Phenomena.
Nice.
Anyone know a name for this? Well, you just
the twin,
gave it one.
The strange twin love. I can't. No.
Phenomena.
Strange twin flame love phenomena.
Okay.
The STFLP.
Put that on a,
STFLP,
put that on a shirt, STFLP. Dude. Can we make some merch of that?
Stufflp.
Not of that.
I've been with my girlfriend for about a year. We have a long distance relationship. After our second time together,
that's tough.
We began to experience a strange phenomenon, which involves several experiences. For one, would experience eerily similar events in our lives, some big, most small, with absolutely zero discussion about them beforehand. For example, that same evening, after we went our separate ways, we each arrived home at the exact same time. Cue spooky music.
Don't do real spooky music, please.
And later that night, we both went to a close friend's house and tried the same, in parentheses, unnamed experience for the first time. Cue
what?
Sketchy music. What is that supposed to mean?
I don't understand.
They each went to their friend's house. They went to a close friend's house.
Okay.
And they tried the same experience for the first time, but they won't tell us what that experience is.
They both smoked weed for the first time.
Something along those lines,
I'm willing to bet.
I'm sure. So that's spooky.
Okay. I'm spooked.
Paranormal.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Another time, we both happened to have banana pancakes the same morning. In parentheses, neither of us have them regularly. It's a rare thing. So spooky. That's 3 for 3 on the spooky stuff.
You're
okay,
right.
Banana pancakes, yeah.
Banana I'm pancakes. These are mere examples. This is nothing. We've had...
Are you an old wizard in a tower? What?
These are
trifles. Trifling is of examples.
Mere examples.
We've had many more events like this. The more we discussed it, the more we began to notice more of this. It has gotten to the point that we both experience the same emotions or mental crises / joys without talking to one another about it until after. One of us will have an inexplicable, intense emotion, and it won't be until hours or even days later that we'll learn from the other that they experienced an event that made them feel the exact same emotion at the same time.
Whoa. Kevin.
It's almost...
Last Wednesday at 2 o'clock, I felt intense joy.
I did too.
Did somebody give you a lollipop?
It was...
This is dumb. This is I hate
this. See, this is what would have to happen.
This is dumb, Houston. Well, this is what the story is.
So shut up and listen.
If the shoe fits, Kevin.
It's almost like twin telepathy. Telephone.
Telepathy.
Telepathy.
We do this. We've done like almost 80 episodes.
But not quite. But not quite. The closest I found online in brain coupling, but that phenomenon seems to miss the mark of what we've been experiencing. Does anyone have a clue of what this may be?
This is more in sync than telepathy, is what I'm hearing.
He didn't say more. He just said that it isn't telepathy.
Okay.
Because telepathy is like reading each other's thoughts.
I guess. I guess.
This is more of like an experience thing.
Like being in sync?
This is a bunch of horse manure is what it is, ooh, as we just displayed.
Yeah. Plus, I doubt. You know what locks this in place
for me? I was feeling
really
blue the other day.
That's because I dropped my banana pancake and slipped on it and I fell.
Oh my gosh, you were having banana pancakes too?
I was.
Wow, we're in love.
Anyway, this falls right into the category of astral sign stuff where it's like, oh, take the quiz to see if you're really a Leo or a Taurus. It falls right into the same thing as that of like, did you feel sad at like, did you like maybe like not feel super happy like around noon yesterday? And they're like, maybe, you know what? Now that I think about it, I was feeling a little down. It's like, you know what I mean? Like,
what you're describing is horse manure? As I previously stated?
Exactly.
I really liked this whole soulmates thing that Kevin presented.
Okay.
I just said the word soulmates.
Yeah, and it really sparked something in my mind.
Tell me what it sparked, baby. Give it to me.
Maybe, just roll with me.
Okay.
Just roll.
I'm rocked and ready to roll. This is going to be, he's gearing up for bad.
No, it's good. This is good.
What if soulmates are a little more rare?
Okay.
Than... otherwise presented, maybe there is a one.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
And this person has found the one.
I challenge
you. To find a deeper connection than otherwise possible.
Challenged. Okay.
Challenge accepted.
How, I want you to put yourself in their shoes.
Right. I'm there.
Do you want that in a soulmate?
I was just thinking that.
Do you want to be, if that actually happened.
Kevin. You're taking it out of context. You're warping it.
Why?
You're
how?
Warping it.
Because this is the story.
One of the joys, this is real talk. One of the joys of like a relationship is like growing with another person. And if you know exactly how they're feeling, what they're feeling, because it's how you're feeling, you're not learning and growing. There's just two of you.
Let me tell you.
That's not fun.
Soulmate doesn't necessarily have to mean the best.
Okay.
It just means the closest connection.
You're freaking...
You're saying crazy things.
Based off of what?
Based off of
you
what?
You just made that up.
Yeah, you're Copernicus. Right. This is a podcast where we make shiz up, Kevin. Every single thing out of my mouth.
I'm offended, Sam.
You just sounded so earnest. I've known you for years, and I thought you were, like, coming up with something.
Hey. We bring genuine, plausible ideas to this table. We express them.
That's nothing.
And we try to help people on this podcast. You don't just...
People go out looking for a soulmate to find a connection. He has done that to the greatest degree.
Do they? Why? That's what I'm saying. Why would you want that?
You don't want it that degree. You don't want
that
it to that degree.
That starts happening to...
I'm not saying that you...
That starts happening to my significant other. I get the heck out of there.
If you want
to
do it... If you want to do it with... If you want to like live within the bit for this... Like being connected to someone like that, I would argue would be the
I'm not
least.
Saying it's good.
I know you're
I'm
right.
I'm not
you're
saying
right.
It's good.
Yes, he is.
You're right. But I'm arguing that would be maybe the worst person to spend like any time with. What do you gain out of that? Nothing. You gain nothing out of that.
Boring.
Boring. Yes.
Yeah, there is a name for this.
Hey, are you thrilled
about... It's called boredom.
Hey, were you thrilled about these banana pancakes we're eating? I am. Yeah, I actually knew that you would be. Crazy how I know that, right? Yeah. Well, let's do that for everything forever.
No surprise birthday parties for you.
Sounds pretty
no
freaking good to me.
No surprise anything for you.
No. That would almost be miserable because if they're surprised, you're surprised. You're planning the surprise birthday party.
Oh,
they walk in, they're like, whoa, and all of a sudden you're freaking out. Like, you feel it.
You could throw yourself a surprise birthday party.
Whoa.
Okay.
I'm surprised.
You make them happy.
I did a good
you're
job.
You're happy.
So now, wait. Maybe it's not all bad. That is, if you can't make them happy.
Seems like that's kind of how it goes anyway,
it's
though.
It's
going
to get introspective here in a second. It could get dark. Is it my turn?
Yeah, there's some Black Mirror episode about this, I'm sure.
So I've got a little choose your own adventure here thing. So I popped on over to Quora. And I've got three different things we can discuss. And I wanted to maybe let you guys. I wanted to make this
This isn't your decision. Don't
Why
act
did
like
you
it's,
do
don't
that?
Act like, don't act like it's
trying.
Your. Don't act like it's your decision to bring us in on this.
No, I just want to know what
is my podcast just as much as it is yours.
That's what I'm saying. I want to know which which adventure do we want to choose as a group?
I said I'm back.
Question: If you want to get rid of all three, we can get rid of all three. Person number one: If I find a human skull out in the wilderness, am I allowed to keep it? Question two.
Absolutely not.
Let's hear all the questions first, Samuel.
Is it illegal? And I want you don't just answer this. Is it illegal?
I will answer this immediately.
To kill a dead person.
Can I just say impossible?
He couldn't do it. He tried to answer it, but he couldn't. He goes, there is no answer. Oh my gosh. Oh man, if only our listeners could see how prepared Sam looked to actually answer that question immediately. And the wrench that was thrown at him. That is that question.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that
and then him. Last but not least, is it illegal to destroy the earth?
Whoa.
Under whose law?
Man.
Is it?
Who is?
Oh, you know, the world's law. World law.
Well, I mean, who,
if you've
who's,
destroyed
who's,
the earth, if you've destroyed the earth, then there's no earth left to bring you to justice.
If I'm in international, if I'm in international waters, and I have a bomb capable of destroying the earth, legally, is anyone allowed to stop me?
It depends on the law of the universe.
It
because
doesn't.
Because the laws of earth would be no more.
Are there any laws of the universe?
The laws, perhaps.
I guess that's the question.
No. He's not asking what's the repercussions if I blow up the earth. He's asking, is there a law out there? Is it illegal for me to destroy the earth?
Here we're
is
on
there,
the earth.
Is there an earthly
we're
law?
We're on the
destruction
earth.
Of property.
Okay.
Okay. But you're in international waters.
Whoa. Hold on, though.
If you're destroying property, you're destroying property.
Hold on,
but
though.
But I'm in international waters.
I don't care where you are.
Wait. Oh, no.
I don't care if you're on the freaking moon. You blow up my house, you're paying for it.
Under whose law?
Under
the law of moon law? America? Because I'm not in America. I'm on the f***ing moon.
You got me.
We got him.
So unless...
I guess this is the one.
Yes, it is against the law. Just because you're not there to pay the price doesn't mean you did not break a law.
I'm not in America.
You don't have to be in America to have broken that law.
That's why people take yachts out and do illegal crap out in international waters because they can safely do it out there.
Yeah, you see?
If you plant a bomb on my house and then go to Africa and then you remotely blow up my house, just because you're not in America doesn't mean you didn't break the law in America.
So who's going to enforce it? Who's going to come after
Nobody's
you?
Nobody's going to enforce it.
Okay.
The earth is gone, Kevin.
Okay. But that would involve me being in America and planting a bomb.
No!
No, stop.
No!
Stop. He's rocking back and forth, Houston.
Stop. I'm Houston. I'm in America. I go to Sam's house. I plant bombs. I go out to international waters and blow up your house or even pay someone to do that. That is all against the law. Because that involved me sending people there or being there.
Okay.
Wrong. It has nothing to do with you being there. It has nothing to do with you being there.
I was there. I did it.
It doesn't matter.
In America and broke a law. Planting a bomb in someone's house is against the law. If I, Houston Tanner, go sail, get a boat, and sail out to international waters bringing just base materials, big boat base materials, I build the bomb.
Big boat base materials.
Build the bomb out in international waters and I drop it in the ocean, blow up the earth. Is anyone...
I sit on the moon and I have a giant space laser and I fire it at the earth and
yes,
it blows
yes,
up.
Yes,
whose
yes.
Whose law did I break?
Whose law? Whose law?
No one's.
Not one law.
So you want to destroy the earth? You have to go to the moon and you have
international water, dude, why, you don't need to go to the frickin' moon.
Okay,
we have the equivalent of the moon out in the ocean. You're allowed to go out.
What
there.
Are the other questions?
That's a dumb thing you've just said.
The other
said.
Questions? Is Those it, were the other two.
Something about killing a dead body.
Is it illegal to kill a dead person?
You really want
to
go over that, Sam?
If I find a human skull in the wilderness, am I allowed to keep it?
I just wish that I could.
You
run,
said no pretty quick to that.
I wish I could run a follow-up question.
To the dead body thing?
To the dead body thing.
You,
what
you
would
responded
that question...
really fast to, am I allowed to keep a skull if I find it out in the woods?
You're right, I did.
Is that true? Is that real? Do you know that?
There's no way.
Just
Are you kidding?
I don't know, dude.
A skull?
It's illegal to freaking keep a whale just... in your... It's illegal to go whale hunting in Utah, so...
Yeah, it's true.
You can't
That's a
just,
real true fact,
You
actually.
Can't just keep a skull.
Who's going to stop me? Who cares?
Because it's a dead body. It could...
Oh,
it
wait.
It could be evidence. It could be... You don't know. You would have
you
to,
say
you'd
it,
have
you
to
say
report
it.
It
is illegal.
It is illegal.
To find a...
To keep a human skull if you find it out in the
to
woods.
To find a human skull, I think it might be desecration. There has to be laws against desecrating.
You might be right, actually. You might be right there.
The remains of the dead.
But
it also may be like a murdered body. You have no idea if there's some murdered
person.
You
would want to grab it.
You have to report to the police.
Yeah.
And maybe they'd be like, yeah, we don't know. It's nothing. Here.
Yeah. Here's how you test this. Let's say you take this human skull back to your house. You're chilling. Thanksgiving rolls around, your cop uncle comes over, and he's like, where did you get that? And
nobody
like, oh,
nobody asked that. Nobody
it.
Thinks the skull in your house is a real skull. It's just a Halloween decoration.
Well, yeah, okay.
Leftover Halloween.
I can't ask where you got your Halloween decoration?
Kevin, amidst all my things
in
my home, you're going to be like, huh, this particular decoration has piqued my interest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow, that skull there looks freaking real.
Yeah, they do a lot.
Where did you get that awesome
and
decoration? What'd
you
pay
say,
like $20 for that?
Yeah, I
no,
did.
No, I found it's a real skull. I found it.
You don't say that because it's illegal. And now it's yours.
Well, that's the test. That's what I'm just saying. That's how you know.
I don't even know if
because if you can't comfortably say, oh, yeah, I found this out in the forest, then yes, that it's illegal.
Well, not necessarily. It could just be a social, like, I don't want to tell people I'm going around picking up
skulls. No.
Why not?
If you should,
it's weird.
You should be able to take it to the police station and be like, I just found this. Can I keep it? And if they're like, yeah.
Go ahead.
Then you're Gucci. You're cool. But if you can't take it to the police station and have them not take it away from you, I just don't see that being a possibility.
I don't want it to get away really quick, because I agree with everything you just said. I don't want it to get away from us. That Kevin just basically said, if it's not illegal, why wouldn't you tell everyone that you do it? There's a lot of shiz that isn't illegal that people are keeping.
A cop in particular.
Okay, what do you mean?
Like, if you would be uncomfortable telling this to a police officer.
There's a lot of things that I probably wouldn't want to tell
you
a cop.
You care about your social status about, with the police officers that you don't know?
I care about admitting things out loud as a human, Kevin. There are some things I don't even want to say.
Oh, those are probably legal.
And then, is it illegal to kill a dead person? We want to touch on that at all? What, we doing a triple whammy here? Speed round?
All I'm seeing is like an exorcism, which seems perfectly legal to me.
Yeah.
In our realm.
Yeah. There might be something waiting for the priests on the other side. They think they've been doing God's work this whole time, and they are in for a surprise.
We may have to send in a petition to change the law of the land to, it is illegal to kill a person that is alive, because now I'm confused.
Now, where's the line?
If the law is you just can't kill a guy, no killing.
How am I supposed to know who I can and can't stab?
No killing, then technically you can't. It is illegal to kill a dead person.
What's shocking to me is these were all asked on Quora, which usually when people ask these types of things, it's because they've encountered a situation where they think, I need some further advice before I go ahead and move forward with this thing I'm about to do. So the skull in the wilderness makes sense. A man found a skull in the wilderness, popped out his phone, and was like, hey, can I keep this? And people answered
what?
Thus.
I don't see myself in the wilderness finding a skull and being like, I want this in my house.
What motivates you to look at a dead guy and be like, he needs to be more dead? In what situation?
I think he tripped at a crime scene and accidentally stabbed a dead body and was like, crap, now I'm going to jail.
I killed this man further.
So he jumped on Google and said, hey, I effed up.
I don't want to hire a lawyer.
For me to, yeah. And then I don't know what the guy who wants to blow up the earth is
now. He's got that in his search history. Everybody knows that the FBI can get into your deleted search history.
Yeah, well, if he's asking it online, I don't think... If he's asking that question online in earnest, I don't think he's the brightest tool in the shed.
Well, what was his other solution?
I don't...
Live in
fear... You're not asking the author.
Live in fear and wonder his whole life? He has killed a dead body and he doesn't know if he is
a free man or not.
Is a free man or if he's to pay for his sins.
Poor guy.
Do you have another story, Sam?
Yes, I do. And this one actually does come to us from my best friend, Faith.
Oh, we got a double Faith power hour.
Double Faith Friday.
Is it? No. Whoa. It's not. It's Monday.
It's not Friday.
Yeah, but nobody knows that.
It will be Friday for someone. Maybe.
Perhaps.
Hopefully we get one listen on Friday. And for you,
congratulations. Well,
congratulations, it's Friday.
You did it.
Here we go. Back in about June or July of 2020, I had a dream which partly consisted of golden retriever jumping up on me and scratching my arm.
Okay, good dream.
This is a dream.
Okay.
Are you with me?
Please read the story. I'm going to lose my mind. It's so slow.
I, being Faith,
yes,
woke up with a long scratch on my arm exactly where the retriever had scratched in my dream.
Oh.
This very morning, I woke up with the exact same kind of scratches, red and stingy, on my arm and chest. We got a puppy a month or two after the first scratch. So let me get this timeline right.
Have we read this?
Scratch A.
I think we've read this exact story. This sounds incredibly familiar, down to the details.
This sounds outrageously unfamiliar.
Well, we got this story 10 days ago. So unless you read it last week.
I didn't. This is deja vu.
Anyway, well, let me get this timeline right. First scratch occurs.
Okay.
Dream, retriever, scratched. Kay. Ouch. A month or two later, they get a puppy. Her name is Ivy, and she's a blue Rowan Cocker Spaniel. She's a show type, meaning she has longer fur than a working type. That's really kind of beside the point. Here we are.
Not to criticize you, Faith.
Not to criticize you. Not to criticize you. She sleeps. I'm just a little. She sleeps in a cage with the door shut.
Time here. Let's talk about it.
She sleeps in a cage with the door shut over a blanket over in the kitchen, and there is two gates between the kitchen and the stairs. So there's no way that she could have got up the stairs. She isn't allowed up anyway. Plus, we got her after the first incident, about a month or two. There's also nothing around my bed that's sharp enough to scratch my arm, and my nails are non-existent due to constant picking and biting at them. Gotta love anxiety.
Yeah, join the club.
I'm thinking it's the ghost of my deceased cat that I've mentioned before in a previous email. The only issue I have with this explanation is that when he was alive, he never scratched me. Which is saying something for
you
a
know,
cat.
Unless
he was declawed.
I just said not to criticize Faith, but to criticize Faith. You just had a dream about a golden retriever scratching you. A dog. You have now
this is my best
retrieved a dog.
About, so be careful.
And you're worried it was the ghost cat? It sounds like you had a premonition about new dog.
Was that a question, Houston? Do you need me to read the story again?
Houston's here, onto something.
Let me read this sentence.
Okay.
I'm thinking it's the ghost of my deceased cat.
Yes. My question is, you have very clear evidence.
Seems fairly.
You have very clear evidence. Dog did the deed. And you're blaming cat.
I am also quite confused here.
I don't know where the lie.
Is that the first time the word cat has been used in this story?
Yes. I get being a dog person over a cat person or vice versa, but to blame one species when one is clearly at fault is.
I'm thinking it's the
crime.
Ghost of my deceased cat that I've mentioned before in a previous email. The only issue I have with the explanation is that when he was alive, he never scratched me. However,
the only issue I have with the explanation is that I've been dreaming about dogs, not cats.
He used to jump onto my bed in the middle of the night when he was alive. I'm thinking that maybe they're accidental scratches as he's trying to find a comfortable way to curl up beside me as a ghosty cat.
Ghosty cat.
If he never scratched you while he was alive, I don't think he's going to be able to scratch you with transparent claws.
You don't know what ghosts can. Why did you just put laws on what cats can and can't do in the afterlife, Mr. Gatekeeper?
I have no comeback for that. So I guess you win.
That's the only plausible explanation I can think of. Thoughts?
The only plausible explanation.
Stay safe and have an amazing day / night.
God, Houston, you got it.
Your best friend, Faith.
Okay. Do we need... I'm right there with Houston on this one. Sam, would you like to defend your best friend?
We don't think it's the cat.
No.
Why on earth would
it be? Who is
no,
it then?
Of course, the dog! It's a dog!
What dog?
The dog she just got! She has a new dog!
He snuck up there?
I don't know, but if there's an animal in the house...
No, she had scratches before they got a new dog.
Okay, freak accident, I don't know.
It's just it's the ghost dog.
But she's getting scratches again now.
Getting those scratches all up those arms.
I think you could...
Isn't it interesting? She gets scratchies. She did use the word stingy.
I read that.
And her dog is named Ivy.
Right. Hurts, doesn't it?
That's funny. F you.
Right. Red and stingy on my arm and chest. Got a puppy.
Red and
her
stingy.
Name is Ivy.
Red and stingy. Puppy.
Oh!
I'm dreaming about dogs. It's my cat. I don't see
it. Doesn't
it,
add
Sam.
Up.
It doesn't.
You don't. I get it. No, I get it. I get it, Faith. You don't want to blame your new dog. But the things
that's the last thing
it's
you
not the
do
new dog.
New puppy.
It's not the new. How could it be the new dog?
How is it
right.
not the
it's
new dog?
It's locked downstairs.
But
dogs are crafty.
But no.
Did you just say you're defending cats and putting crafty
it's
in the dog
bad.
Section?
The cat isn't on this realm anymore.
Whoa.
If there's an animal scratch on you and there's an animal in the house, yes, I'm going to assume the animal somehow
because
did
that.
Dumb
check this puppy
out. No.
Is crafty.
Check this out. A ghost dog scratching you up as you've already seen the dog. It's a golden retriever. He's scratching you up. even if it isn't your newly obtained puppy.
He's jealous.
No.
Okay?
No.
I won't go there. But even if it is the golden retriever, you still can't say that to anybody because guess who loses their new puppy? Oh, this ghost dog is scratching me? Well, we don't want that on our hands. We can't. Now we have a distrust to dogs everywhere because
I still very much trust dogs. She's just crafty. It's just a crafty little pup.
You've never been scratched by a ghost retriever.
I haven't. It's true.
So that's the show. Thanks for listening.
Really, you're calling it there, huh?
I don't think I have a choice at this point.
All right. No, fine. Sure. Whatever. Yeah. Cool. I mean, into it.
We just were really excited to have our friend Sam.
This
back
one
here.
Really got away from us. I'm honestly like legit nervous. This is gonna be just a mess of screaming this entire episode.
We really just had a fun time this episode.
If you made it this far though, then I mean,
I appreciate
couldn't
it.
Have been that bad.
You would think
you may have skipped around a little.
Don't leave. Don't you have to listen to the next episode because it'll be better than this.
We got
one.
Our wiggles out this time, man. We're
just getting back into the chemistry of things, and I had a good time. As far as my fellow listeners, I don't know. I can't say, but
this does go down in history as the episode Sam talked about dildos and Toys R Us.
It did
that
not
was
talk
not
about a dildo.
No one said anything
I
about
never
that.
Never said that.
You
know
that.
What an orifice is, Houston? Because it's not a dildo.
It's plastic. It's a plastic object in Toys R Us. And you know what I mean.
That's not an orifice.
You're right. I'm the idiot here. I'm the one who effed up.
You are.
I want to send a special shout out to Almost Unbelievable Paranormal Podcast. They had me on as a guest, just barely. Their episode with me on it isn't going to be up yet.
They're still debating on whether they want to keep it.
Yeah, they're editing. They're deciding on whether it's going up or not. No, but they were really cool guys. I had a great time on their podcast. Go check them out.
They were going to wait until he did them a shout out, and then they were just not going to put
they're
him
like,
on
all right.
theirs.
They told me it would be a week or two before their podcast episode went up. So if you want to listen to me, in fact, I'll even share now. A little spoiler.
A week or two?
I don't know.
They're prepared?
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what their plan is.
You mean they don't?
That's a sketch.
They don't post the night that they record as well.
We don't do that either.
I mean, we've got weeks.
Wait till you guys hear what we have planned for February 6th or something.
But they, they were really cool guys. I had a blast. Spoiler, little teaser for you. I told the story once again of the chemo Slenderman. Oh, I told that story that because they asked for real experiences and I gave them a real experience. We had a really good time chatting about it. So if you guys want to hear that again with some fresh takes on the story, go check them out. They're really cool guys. I really enjoyed talking with them. So be sure to go hang with them and check out their podcast.
Now that I'm back, I want your stories.
Oh, shoot.
So email them to me.
So do that.
Sam woke up and said, I'm hungry. Someone feed me.
And they will. And they will.
Breakfast in bed, please.
Yeah. You'd like me to leave my humble abode? I had something else I wanted to plug too. Oh, the Patreon. I haven't plugged that in a minute. Patreon.com/Fantasmacast. I've edited it. I have learned how Patreon works. It has been edited. It is cheap now. So if you can, we have an option for $1 a month. So if you guys love the show and want to support us, even doing that would be huge. Like, that would really help us out.
Then Sam could say that he made $1
doing
from podcasting.
So if times are tight, if you guys can't or don't want to,
then
I'm not
stop
gonna,
listening.
I'm not gonna
we
get
don't
on my
want you.
I'm not gonna get on my hands and knees here, but if you do like us, it helps us a ton as creators to have like some income to help us produce more cool stuff for you guys. So if you guys wanna go donate, that would be awesome. We'd really appreciate that.
Very gracious.
Anything else? Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Thanks for hanging out. Sorry about this one. And life's only going to be as spooky as you make it.